You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. We got the local, the state, the national, man. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is time for that segment that we've not been able to do for like the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, just for one reason or another, we haven't been able to do Boomer and the Birdman. So first of all, I'll call roll. Boomer, we know you're here. You're here. And is there a Birdman on the line with us?
What's up?
He's back. All right. That means we got a sound effect we got to play. Hit it. All right, Boomer and the Birdman. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and make note for the world's listening ears that the reason why Birdman has not been here quite often is because he was too busy going on a honeymoon with my daughter. So for the world, I'll just tell you right now, Birdman's my son-in-law, and we're actually glad of it. So Birdman, yay.
Yay.
He just laughs. That's where you're supposed to say something nice to your father-in-law, Birdman, just so you know.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Okay, there you go. Welcome.
I do.
Wait to chime in. Dad-in-law. Okay. Hey, tell you what. Here's the way it works, folks, in case you don't remember. Boomer and the Birdman, there's questions I sling out there, and we just see what their thoughts are. Boomer's in his 30s. Birdman's in his 20s. They both got their own perspectives, sometimes generational, sometimes it's just theirs. But first question. You guys ready?
Yep.
First question. This has been election week. Your personal takeaways from the election, the good, the bad, the surprises, just your random thoughts. Who wants to start first? I'll go with Boomer.
Well, we've been talking about it most of the week. I'm a little taken back that there wasn't a bigger red wave than we thought there was going to be.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we've been talking about today specifically is, whoa, Alaska, like they're counting the votes and Nevada, I mean, it's just
Arizona.
Arizona. But I figured, Herschel Walker and them, they would get in the, runoff. I hope that we are able to put all of our focus and money towards them so that we can boost that up for him.
Oh, he raised like $4 million in 2 days,
man,
since the election.
That's awesome.
It is awesome, but I don't know what Warnock's raising, so we'll see.
I mean, Oz and Fetterman, I'm really just shocked that Fetterman. I think I could have put my cat.
It's like Lurch from the Addams Family got elected.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of my thoughts on it. And after talking to some of my family and stuff, the same thing.
All right. Birdman, you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to end up echoing a lot of what he just said. I wasn't actually as surprised in certain scenarios as a lot of other Republicans were.
Oh.
Mostly because of, in certain places, just sheer candidate quality. Perfect example is the Oz and Fetterman thing. Now, that's a weird lineup considering Fetterman is, God love him, he's barely sentient at this point. And I hate saying that because I actually feel bad for him. That's the thing. I actually feel bad for him. But it's also not a surprise because you're talking about the same voters who voted in Biden, who again can barely remember his own name. He shakes hands with ghosts and trips over his own shadow, and that's not even a joke anymore. So I don't know. In certain areas, I wasn't surprised, like with the votes in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Like, come on, we knew. I couldn't be surprised by that, but I was expecting more. I really was.
So, Boomer, you hear what happens. He goes away a few weeks, comes back claiming, yeah, I wasn't surprised. I know things.
He knows things.
After the fact, he comes in like, oh, I knew it all along, All right, good enough. All right, guys. Next question. Kind of deals with the election processes too, but it's a segue. So Trump's been attacking DeSantis. Your thoughts on the future for Trump, and what do you think your generation thinks about the future for Trump in terms of, national politics? This time it's you, Birdman. You're first.
Man, this is so weird to me. This is the weirdest tactic ever. I know Trump has a huge ego, and I mean, that's not something that's a surprise to anybody. But when I first heard his early statements before the whole Ron DeSanctimonious comment, I heard, you know, my first thought was he has got to be making a play for an announcement again. And it, I don't know, I'm at the point now where I'm not surprised by any of it, but I think it's very telling that he's going after DeSantis because he is very, very clearly the biggest threat to Trump, because a lot of the Republican Party is looking at Trump and going, we want to keep those politics and those policies, but keep the ego out of it. And that is exactly what DeSantis is. He is the banner Republican candidate, and Trump is threatened.
I think Trump is definitely threatened. But Boomer, what you think, bud?
I mean, I agree with that. I think Trump is threatened. But I'm just going to say, come on, man. like, in my head,
you can't
it's
talk like,
Biden.
That's what Biden says.
Yeah.
All right. I need to take that back then. But it's more of, like, we're all on the same team right here. Nobody's on any ticket right now. You're not going against anybody specifically right now. Trump, if you're the guy, I'm gonna vote for you. You were saying, because like his policies, the way he's a businessman, the way he ran the country before, I loved it. But the way he's doing right now on Twitter, come on, man, you don't need to do that. Let's just, like, DeSantis is awesome. I mean, he's killing it down there in Florida. So yeah,
it's hard to argue with success.
It is hard to argue any of that right now.
All right, so
and
then
celebrating.
Do what?
I was just going to say, and also it's a bad look when you're celebrating the downfall of people that you know, put your name behind,
right,
and other Republicans. That's a bad look.
Well, it is a bad look. So let me ask you this. I'm going to throw a curveball here. It's in the same topic, but I'll ask you guys, since it looks like we're running a little bit ahead of schedule. So your thoughts, is Trump going to declare for the presidency, and will Ron DeSantis run, in your opinion? Boomer, you first.
Ooh.
Is Trump going to run, and will Ron DeSantis run?
If it was right now, I say Trump's going to run. Ron DeSantis, I don't know. I couldn't tell you right now. If it was me, I would be like, he would not run right now.
I think we'll go. Before I say anything more, I'll let Birdman go. You, bud, what do you think?
I agree. Trump, the way he's been talking about this announcement that he's coming up, that's supposed to be the biggest announcement in American political history, or whatever the verbiage was. Yeah, he's going to announce. I don't think DeSantis will. And I think a lot of that has stemmed from the issues that his wife was having as well. I don't know if entirely he wanted to jump into that realm head first. I think that had a lot to do with it early on, but his support in Florida, I think, is the main reason why he's not going to do it right now. But later on, I think he will.
Oh, okay, so not now, but later for DeSantis, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, what you got, Boomer?
Well, it's a question, so maybe for both of you, but what do you think with, you know, how Trump is, do you think, and DeSantis, would he even consider running as a VP with Trump? Like, that's just crazy talk.
Oh,
I mean, because of that, I mean, the clash, I'm sure, but I mean, how awesome would it be?
how awesome would it be? But yeah, but I mean, I tell you what, I'm jumping into y'all's segment, but right now it seems like everybody who gets on Trump's side runs the risk of getting burned.
Right.
I mean, like, Mike Pence is on the wayside. Jeff Sessions is on the wayside. And everybody who's an ardent Trump supporter will say, well, they should have gone. No, they actually shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have.
I mean, so if you're not allowed to have a differing of opinion, and I guarantee you, Ron DeSantis is not a yes man. So if he doesn't come in there to be a yes man, he's putting himself at risk of being the guy who's cast aside. So no, I don't think he'll run on that ticket.
Sweet.
I would be very surprised. What do you think, Birdman?
Man, I was actually going to make that one of the questions later. No. Because this is the thing. With the way that Trump is, he likes this kind of spotlight, but he is so efficient at burning bridges. And who is he going to – if he was to run, who would he nominate as VP? I don't understand that at all. Who is going to want to put their name to that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I look right now and I see some really wonderful people who might want to run, who may not want to have to go out there and endure what they believe Trump's going to do. But then again, that same I say that, what I don't want is a president or anybody who's a presidential candidate who is scared of getting in the mix. So I guess at that point, if Ron DeSantis is going to run, he just needs to run against Trump at that point. Mm-hmm. And the same with Ted Cruz and whoever else. But you know what? At this point, though, they all know what's coming if they do. I will say that. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell you what, Boomer, let's take it to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We're with Boomer and the Birdman, the old segment, making it fresh. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Here we had a hot mic during the break there. I don't think we said anything embarrassing. I think I said something about with all the cameras in here, I'm not allowed to scratch anymore. I know that. Anyway, appreciate the listeners who said some things. And Glenn from Bluntsville is saying that all it was doing, brother, was playing music, not commercials. So basically, they weren't playing our commercials at the Birmingham station. They were just we got to find that out. All right, hey, thanks guys, thanks for cluing us in. We're back to Boomer and the Birdman. So yeah, Boomer and the Birdman. Question number three. Reopen my questions here. Here's the deal. Boomer's going to you first on this one, unless you need to check something out on the tech. All right, Birdman's going to go first. All right, listen. Birdman, you first. The economy remains the top issue for Americans, basically across the board, according to all the polls. Your thoughts, what personal impacts, what's your generation saying about it? Is the economy still as big a hairy deal as it seemed to be a month, 2 months ago?
I mean, absolutely, right? I mean, groceries, everything, cost of living, inflation, economy in general. And I mean, I'm looking at the Gallup polls right now, and I mean, it's blowing it out of the water. The one thing I can't get through my head, maybe I'm just not politically savvy enough to understand this, but after watching the election results so far up to this point, I don't understand how people are saying that's their biggest problem, and yet they just voted to maintain that same status quo. I can't process that.
That's actually,
I don't know if I'm missing something.
No, you haven't missed anything. There's analysts everywhere going, how did this happen? Because with things not going well and people saying overwhelmingly things are not going well, most incumbents still won. Right. I mean, there were open seat flips, but right now we're not seeing many incumbents going down, which has been interesting. So yeah, you're talking about personal impacts, but then generationally, what are you thinking? I mean, is it still as big a deal across the board for folks in your age span?
Oh, absolutely. We were actually having this conversation at work yesterday because we have a cafeteria at our location, and the food is relatively cheap. And for people who want to, change things up and eat out, we're sitting there going, well, it might not be good food, but it's cheap food, so who cares? I mean, it's not like we're going to go off base, out of the beaten path to go and spend a lot of money because everything's so expensive. I mean, groceries are expensive. My whole generation, all these people I work with are all in the same generation.
Yeah, you're better off eating the fish sticks in the cafeteria for right now, right?
You are. And it's a stupid thing to have to choose for. It's a stupid choice to have to make.
All right, Boomer, you are the parent of small children, so the economy, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm just going to say this. My wife goes to the grocery store now, and I just ask her to not tell me how much she spends. I mean, she doesn't buy anything.
We're laughing, but that's not funny.
It's not funny. Yeah. I mean, like, it's to the fact now where she doesn't buy anything extra. It's just everything's just so much more expensive now. And especially like just with different baby food and, as much as kids eat, y'all know, I mean, everybody knows out there that has kids just how much they eat.
Oh, listen, my son and daughter-in-law, too, are buying diapers.
You guys are too, aren't you?
Diapers are through the roof.
Man, and milk,
really?
Man, I'm not going to lie. I love milk.
Oh, yeah.
when she told me the other day how much the milk was, I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to cut down on my milk.
And bacon was like 17% more than last year.
Man, yeah.
All right. So the economy is still number one in y'all's books too, I guess. Huh?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Last piece of Boomer and the Birdman. Y'all get to ask me whatever question you want. So, I go over you, Boomer. You want to go first, or are you still busy with Big Dave over there?
Let Birdman go.
All right, Birdman. Yeah, he's dealing with tech and talking on the air. So, Birdman, what you got?
I got you, Boomer. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. So I'm gonna change, make it a little more lighthearted. You know, today is obviously Veterans Day. So I want your opinion as a veteran and from the standpoint of being my father-in-law as well.
Ah.
It's, you know, I'm a civilian and I work around a lot of military. And from your perspective, from somebody who appreciates what, you know, veterans and active service members have done for our country, in your opinion, what is the best way for us as civilians to honor the sacrifices made for those who never came back, or for those that are still in, or just vets in general? What do you deem the best way for us to, you know, show appreciation?
Wow. Okay. That's a huge question. How much time we got, Boomer? I think a great question. So I think the first thing I would say is recognize what this day is for. And there are some folks, it's just a day off of work or a day out of school, and they forget what it's about. It's just a day to get discounts at the store or whatever. No, it's not. It's a day to remember the sacrifices made and to actually say thank you. So I guess I'll tell you right now, the thing that winds up getting me the most is the simple thank you. When someone sees a hat that I'm wearing or just happens to know that I served or whatever else, and they simply say, hey, man, by the way, thanks for your service, that gets all over me. And I think it does most veterans. Most veterans aren't looking for anything. I mean, when I was in the legislature, it actually got a little embarrassing sometimes. People would try to pass more laws to give more veterans benefits. And as a veteran, I was like, man, we're good. We're good. We're contributing like everybody else. We're good. But I never got over the thank you. That always like hits me deep. So that's the first thing that I'd say, Birdman, is just thank a vet. Because that's it awesome. Really does resonate. The other thing is, like I said, don't forget what it's for, and maybe do some things like veterans retirement homes. They're actually veterans homes here in the state of Alabama, and some of those folks don't have much or don't have many people in their lives, and so you know the idea of visiting a vet just to say thank you or honoring a vet in your community or something like that, you would be amazed what that'll do for someone's life. So there's my thought.
That's good.
Awesome. Is that good?
That's awesome. Good.
That's pretty much out of time too.
I got about 20 seconds. So I'll throw a 20-second question for you.
Okay, we'll see.
All right. So it's kind of like a funny story and a 20-second question.
Sorry, time's up.
All right. Well,
no, go ahead.
I'm just going to tell a funny article I found. Anybody see that there was a man allegedly tried to put a pistol in a raw chicken and try to get on an airplane?
Yes, I did see that. I sent that to all my friends.
Put a pistol in a raw chicken?
A raw chicken and tried to go through security with a pistol in a raw chicken. It said allegedly, but there were pictures.
Yep. You put contraband in contraband.
All right. I love you guys, both of you. We'll try to get that hot mic worked out. For those of y'all in Birmingham, you got to hear the inside scoop of what we talk about. Things like scratching and what's going on with cars and stuff like that. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and the Birdman coming back up. Next segment, Live Free or Die. We'll be right back.